Okay, so we're on Yud Amud Beis. Yud Amud Beis, where it says Amar Rav Huna. It's like a sixth wide line. Okay, the question is about, we'll see. It says Amar Rav Huna, Rotzeach Shagol Li'ar Meklat. So if a guy, Rotzeach is going to Ar Meklat, Matzah Gol Adam, Ahargo, and the Gol Adam finds him on the road, and he kills him, Potter. He's Potter. Okay? So, right? As he's running to Arimeklai, the guy's running to Arimeklai, and on the road, the Goladam finds him and kills him, he's Padre. Okay? Why? So, Kasavar, Velo Ein Mishpat Moves, Begoladam Hudachsev. Okay, so this is important to understand this pasuk. This pasuk is crucial. So, you tell me how to read this pasuk. Okay? Okay, so Mo Asher Yovel Reis Reiyo Bayar Lachta Veitzim. So if you find the guy, you kill the guy. Menitchay Yad Beigars and Achor Soitz and Asher Razman Hay to Matzrei Vames. So you kill a guy b'shogeg. Who Yonus Elachas Harim Ha'Ela V'Chai. So the Rotzeach b'Shkaga runs to one of these cities and he lives. Good. So far so good. Good. Why? Pen Yerdov Gol Adam Achorei Rotzeach. Lest the Gol Adam runs after the Rotzeach. Because his heart is hot. And he reaches him, because it's a long road. And he'll kill him. Right? The low in Mishpat Maves. But he doesn't have the Mishpat Maves. Right? The low in Mishpat Maves. It is not to him the deserving of death. Because he didn't hate him from yesterday and the day before. Therefore, I told you to separate the cities. So, who is Velo Ein Mishpat Maves? What's the pshat of Kilo Velo Ein Mishpat Maves? Because he doesn't have, he's not deserving of death. Okay, so good. So, the simple pshat is it means that he doesn't really deserve to die because he Losone Lomit Moshe Hashem. Because he only killed him B'Shogeg. He didn't hate him. He didn't kill him on purpose. He only killed him a shogeg. So he doesn't really deserve to die. Right? He doesn't really deserve to die. So therefore, you're worried that the Gol Adam is going to kill him anyways. So therefore, we have to protect him. Right? Okay. But according to that, if you read it that way, so what would happen? So is the Gol Adam allowed to kill him? No. But if you read it that way, you're saying is that he's really not allowed to kill him. Lo ein mishpat maves, he doesn't really deserve death. Right? And therefore, we're worried that the Golem's going to kill him anyways. Right? But that's not the way Rav Huna's reading this pasuk, because Rav Huna's saying is that if the Golem kills him, he's Pater. Which implies that he is allowed to kill him. So if he is allowed to kill him, so then apparently he is mishpat maves. He is chayiv misa. Right? Because he's saying it's legitimate, according to Rav Huna, he's saying it's legitimate. The Gol Adam could kill him, and if he kills him, he's Potter. So what does it mean, V'lo Ein Mishpat Maves? What does it mean, V'lo Ein Mishpat Maves? He's not deserving of Misa. It sounds like he's deserving of Misa. So the Gemara says, Kasavar V'lo Ein Mishpat Maves, the Gol Adam Hu Dichsev. No, he says that lest the Gol Adam kill him, V'lo Ein Mishpat Maves, and the Gol Adam's not going to be Chayv Misa for killing him. Because this guy is really dead. And therefore, we're not worried. Therefore, we're worried that the Gol Adam is going to kill him. Because the Gol Adam has every right to kill him. And he's going to kill him. Right? Below him is Mamavas, and he's not going to deserve Misa. Right? And therefore, but we don't want that to happen. So we'd rather if that didn't happen. So therefore, we try to stop him. Right? We try to have him run quickly. The only problem is the end of the Pasuk. Okay, how does the pasuk read? Velo Ein Mishpat Maves, Ki Lo Sonehu Lo Mitmol Shosham. And he's not deserving of death because he didn't hate him from yesterday and today. Who's that talking about? Isn't that talking about the murderer of B'Shogeg? So if you learn it, this belay means that the murderer of B'Shogeg isn't Mishpat Maves because he didn't hate him, that's fine. But otherwise, what do you mean? Then he's not deserving of Misa. No, the reason why the Gol Adam's not deserving of Misa, not because he didn't hate him, it's because the guy was already chayv Misa, because he killed. And you're allowed to kill a killer. So, So what does it say? So that's how he learns it. So he, so that, you'll see. So that's a problem. That's a problem. He's going to have to say, the Gemara's going to take that up. Okay, but the basic point for starters, so far he's saying is that we're worried that the Golan, if the Golan kills the murderer, kills the Rosh Hashkaga, he's off the hook. Okay, off the hook. No problem. He could kill him. And that's why we're worried that the Golan is going to kill him. Because he's allowed. Or he's not going to be Chayim Isa. And therefore trying to protect him and telling him to run fast, you know. Right, less. That's why the cities are here. You run there quick. Okay, so that's one way to read the pasuk. Is there Rashi on this? Rashi, yes. It says Rashi explains it. While he's on the road. Okay, he's not in Ari Mekla, but he's on his road. But Gol Adama comes from the Abba. Vehalchi come, and this is the way you read the pasuk. Rashi says, "Pen Yerdav Gol Adama Chayrotzeach, less the Gol Adama Chayrotzeach." Let him go, and he reaches him. He go nefesh. And he kills him. Lo yisyarim in Bezdin, and he's not going to be afraid, right? The goal down, the relative isn't going to be afraid of killing this this shogeg murder. Kilo sone, kilo yishamavas, because he's not going to be chayv misa if the goal down, the relative kills the rosh shogeg. He's not going to be chayv. V'sof amikro my home my kilo sone. Right. So what about the end of the pasuk? Musav al rosho. It's going back to the beginning. So the pasuk reads a little funny, but it basically says, "Set up Ari Mikla, lest the Gol Adam is going to run after the murderer, and he's going to right, and he's going to kill him, right? And he didn't hate him, and we don't want that to happen. But v'lovi mishma maves, but the rotzeach the Gol Adam is not going to be chayv misa." So it's almost like we don't want the murderer to be killed, right? Bottom line is it was an accident. So we don't want the guy to be killed. But at the same time, if the Gol Adam kills him, he'll be scot-free. He's off the hook. And therefore, you should run quickly. So you have to kind of read the chop up the pasuk a little bit. Okay? But it leaves you with a funny question. Is that you're saying is that we don't really want the guy to be killed, right? The murderer, the Rosh Hashkaga. So then why are we allowing the Golem to kill him? It's like a funny thing. You're saying it's like, if the Golem kills him, then he's off the hook. But we don't want that to happen. So therefore we say, run to Ari Mikla, because after all, he's not deserving of death. Or I'm sorry, not that he's not deserving of death, but he didn't kill him, he didn't hate him, he didn't do it on purpose. So it's like kind of like it's like almost like a conflicting system. On the one hand you're saying is that we want to protect the Golem, and protect the Rotzeach B'Shkaga and let him get to Ari Mikla. At the same time, we're saying is that now, when I don't protect him, the Gol Adam's allowed to go and kill him. Right? It's a little bit strange. But that's Ravuna's punchline. Ravuna's punchline is that if the Gol Adam kills him on the road, that's it. He's potted. Okay, he's potted. Okay, that's one way to learn. Let's do a friendly one. Okay, then it says like this. Meisvei... Am I up to that? I don't know. You may say, "V'lo mishma maves." There's another brisa which learns differently. V'lo mishma maves berotzeach hakasam daver. It means the murderer. He doesn't deserve misa. Berotzeach hakasam daver. Oh, atom rotzeach. Oh, no, God. Maybe you read the other way. Kishomer v'hu lo sonay lo mitzvah shosham aviomer berotzeach hakasam daver. So you see, the fact at the end of the pasuk it indicates no, he's not deserving of death because he didn't hate him. So you see who's it talking about? It's talking about the Rotzeach B'Shkaga. And saying is that he's off the hook because it was B'Shogeg. Right? Since it was B'Shogeg, I'm sorry. Therefore, he doesn't really deserve death. If he doesn't really deserve death, Rashi. But Rotzeach goes to Medaber. V'al yomar, pen yerdo v'hisigo v'iko. Right? So, lest the guy runs after him, he'll kill him. V'hu lo ha'yol roi lamas. He's not deserving to die. Kilo sonehu. La'arog v'lo harag mendas. He didn't hate him. He didn't do it on purpose. Harotzeach Amor? I'm sorry. I don't think we do that one here, right? No. Okay. So then it's... yeah, okay. So then it says like this. So who's the Gemara says it's Akasha? Because Rahuna is saying that the Pasuk is saying is that the Gol Adam is off the hook. But the Braisa says no, it means that the... the murderer, the Horeb Shkago, is not deserving of death, and therefore this Brisa implies that if the Rotzei Goldam goes and kills him, he'd be Chayiv Misa, because the murderer isn't really Chayiv, isn't Ein Mishpam Avas. He doesn't deserve to be killed. Why is it called Yer Mikla? Because he will run after him. Well, no, if he doesn't, presumably if he doesn't run to Yer Mikla, then he could kill him. It seems the case here is while he's running. If he just says, listen, I'm not interested in Yer Mikla, I think then everyone would agree, I think, that he'd be able to kill him. I'm not sure. Either that or you could just, well, we have to get into this, but you could just say, because he's going to kill him. That's what we're worried about. I mean, it's true, he may be allowed to. Yes. Right. Right, but you gotta protect him. He's not gonna be safe.
He's allowed to kill him.
No, he's saying according to the side that says he's not allowed to kill him.
Well, if you learn
that it's talking about the Rotzeah, Ein Mishpam Avas.
Oh, that's obviously then you can't kill him.
Right, it seems he says you can't kill him. So then, what's the whole idea of Ein Mikla? So I'm saying two possibilities. One possibility is where he's gonna kill him anyways.
Right.
Or you'd say if he doesn't run to Ein Mikla, then he could kill him. You're just talking about where he's specifically. Like, I think it's open that when he leaves Iron Miklet, if he just walks out of Iron Miklet, he could kill him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like. Yeah, I think so. I think the point here is that you're on your way to the Rashi says, but Derech HaLichasa. You're running to Iron Miklet.
Maybe
it's
a different case?
Yeah, it's not talking about where you guys just say, you know what, I'm not interested in Iron Miklet. I'm just going to sit down and forget about it. You know, no, then they go and they'll kill him. Cases here where he's running, where he's going. At least that's what Rashi's learning. You know? Right. Let's just finish something more and then we'll discuss, okay? So it says, it's a little bit of a kasha. So it says, no, who domer ki haitana? No, he learns like the other brisa. So there's two brisas, in other words. The low in mishma of us, but called domer goes on daber. Not domer called domer goes on daber. In other words, say, ah, kishomer ki lo soni, who limits most of shom, harotseah homer. So that already, so met the rotseah, homani, my kind of learning shom, but best, but called domer goes on daber. Rashi says, "Rotzei Chomer she'ino mishmam aves v'lo yitzarich lechtov v'shulav v'lo mishmam aves." Okay, so it already says the Rotzeiach we know is ein mishmam aves. You don't have to write ein mishmam aves because it says Kilo Sedonei L'Midol Shalom he didn't hate him. I'm sorry. It says v'lo Kilo Sedonei L'Midol Shalom. So. The Shoshana is saying is that since this is the Shoshana, therefore the Rotzeach shouldn't kill him. So what's it saying with the Loi Mishma Mavas? It means that the Gol Adam himself is the Loi Mishma Mavas. I'm sorry, the Rotzeach himself is the Loi Mishma Mavas. And therefore it's saying the Gol Adam, I'm sorry. One second. Right, I guess he just means if it just would have said, Kilo Soni, because remember, if it just would have said, Kilo Sona Hilo Mitmal Shosham. Whereas Ron here, Kilo Sona Shosham, because he didn't hate him from yesterday. So then you'd think that it meant that the Goldam could kill him and he'd be off the hook. But Velo and Mishpah Maves is telling you a Chiddush that no, that the Gol, that the Gol Rotzeach itself has no Mishpah Maves. He's not Chayiv Misa, and he deserves to live. Okay, the punchline is that it turns out is it's not the question, at the end of the day, I mean, it's the idea of the Chayishman of the Pesachim Krat, exactly, to read it, but the point is that one way it's saying is that Lo Ein Mishpam Aves means that the murderer doesn't have a Mishpam Aves. He doesn't deserve death. The murderer doesn't deserve death. Murderer, I mean, Bishogeg. Okay, doesn't deserve death. And therefore, if he is killed by the relative is Michayev Misa, right? And the other way to learn is the exact opposite. No. It means if the relative kills him, then the relative will be off the hook because he really does deserve death. The murderer does deserve death. Right? So that's the question. Who's Loi Mishma Aves? Who isn't deserving of death? Does it mean that the murderer is not deserving of death? Or it means that the relative, if he kills the murderer, will not be deserving of death.
Pretty big
nafkamina. Yeah, major nafkamina. Is it murder to kill the guy?
Chasa.
What? Yeah, so there, that's a nafkamina. But on the road, is he allowed to kill him or not? Right? It's a major question. So you'll see, I'll show you an interesting thing. The Gemara continues. I mean, this is why the Chajman gets easier here. But now the Gemara says, just to see the Navgamina, it says, Tanan, most of Noshne told me the Chamsham, Yargam Darachwe, Dabroy Love. So it says, the Mishnah openly says that when the guy is running to Ari Miklat, you give him two Tamid Chacham to run with him to talk down the Gol Adam. I'm further in the Gemara. Did I skip? No, I don't think I skipped. Hey, that's what it says, Tanan. So it says that you give him, it's based on our Mishnah, but it says, the Mishnah says that you give him two Tamid Chacham to talk down the relative. So what are they talking down? My love, Dumasrube, Dikatal Bakhtalu. What do you think they're telling him? Isn't it that we're telling him, listen, you're not allowed to kill him. If you do, you're going to be Chayv Misa. Right? Otherwise, what are they telling him?
You're
going to make him into Chayv Misa? Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it must be that he's not allowed to kill him. So it says, lo. No, you don't tell him that. Really is allowed to kill him. But Kedetanya, Beidabu, I love Dwarma, Yurim, lo. Omel, lo. I'll tell him that I go Minak Shav Chidam, Meshkago, Myos Yodo. You're really just trying to talk him down. No, it's really, technically, he's allowed to kill him. But you tell him, listen, you try to talk calm him down. You say, listen, don't treat him that way. He didn't really mean it. Technically speaking, he really is allowed to kill him. But that's why we're worried about him. That's why we sent him to the Chamim, to try to calm him down, to try to advise him better. Even though he's allowed to, he tries to advise him. Right? So you see, it is a big nafkamina. The nafkamina is it mamish murder for the Gol Adam, the relative, to kill him, and he's going to be Chayv Misa, and you have to send Edom in order to basically give him Asra, you know? Or do you say, no, it's not murder, he's allowed to kill him, it's just that we prefer not, so we sent him to the Chum to try to, you know, to try to calm him down. Yeah, I mean, it's everyone holds, it's a Mishnah on Yerachim Beis, that if he leaves the Ari Miklat, then Rabbi Yosef says it's a mitzvah for the Gol Adam to kill him. Everyone else is allowed to, and Rabbi Akiva says it's a rishos for the Gol Adam to kill him. Okay? And everyone else is not allowed to, it's chayv. But everyone agrees if he leaves our miklat, then you kill him.
Or I guess he never goes.
Yeah, I'm reasoning, yeah, it's actually the same thing. That's why Rashi says, you know, he's on the road, he's on the way there. That's the Bach says. That's why Rashi, the Bach explains on the Rashi, that's why Rashi says that. There chalichas of the Bach Beis. He says, "Kilomer deilu kvar hayavir miklat v'yatzah chutz tchemir hagop." He's not discussing that. That case there, definitely everyone agrees he's allowed to kill him. Maybe he's doing a mitzvah for him to kill him if the guy leaves our miklat. And I'm reasoning it would be the same thing. What's the difference if he just says I'm not going? Then also, the case here is a specific case where you're on the move, you're running to our miklat. Well, that there's a machlokas there, but the machlokas is whether it's a mitzvah to kill him or he's just allowed to kill him. But everyone agrees
well, then
he's...
Well, it comes out according to the Shita that it's usher to kill the Rotzeach, then his Chayv Misa is leaving a city? Is Chayv Misa for that?
Yes. Well, it's not exactly for leaving a city. It's just that he's... I mean, after this, you have to explain. But it presumably means that he's Chayv Misa unless he's in that city. So it's not exactly for leaving the city. It's like he's Chayv unless he's there. So when he leaves, then it's like his Chayv Misa kicks in. You know, I mean, he's killing, he's for killing, but somehow. But it's the killing is only, there's like a remedy, so to speak. You know? So if he leaves the city, then he just no longer has that remedy. Something like that. You know? I mean, this is what we have to explain, this is what we have to define. But basically, that's what it comes out, is that everyone would agree if he just sits down and says, I'm not interested in going to Armiklo, it's me to be killed. Right? The question is, let's say he's running. He's running to Ari Miklat, then do you say he doesn't deserve to be killed? He doesn't deserve to be killed. Because he didn't hate him, he didn't do it on purpose. But you say no. Until he's in Ari Miklat, he's Chayv Misa. And if the Gol Adam could kill him, so be it. He's allowed to. Right? And therefore, we try to protect him. What's that?
Okay.
Yeah, I have a question. What does it mean? It says, V'loin mishpah ma'ves. He doesn't deserve death. Ki lo sonei mishpah. Because he didn't hate him. That's a simple way to read the pasuk, right? So if he didn't hate him, but it's not true. Everyone agrees, for instance, if he doesn't run to Ari Miklat, he has a mishpah ma'ves. Right? Doesn't everyone agree with that?
What?
Everyone agrees if he doesn't run to Ari Miklat, he just stays put. Then he does have a mishpah ma'ves. So how does the pasuk say Loi Mishnah Maves? He doesn't have Mishnah Maves. Ki lo sonei lo Mishnah Sham, because he didn't hate him. I mean, yeah, but he does. You see, if he doesn't go to Miklat, then he is. He does have a Mishnah Mavas. So how could he say he's an Mishnah Mavas? It seems like he is. Alright, everyone agrees. What? Yeah, if he says about the Rotzeach, and it's saying is the Rotzeach is Emesh Ramavas. Why is he Emesh Ramavas? No, the Rotzeach, not the Rotzeach, go down. The Rotzeach is Emesh Ramavas. It means he doesn't deserve death. Why doesn't he deserve death? Because Lo Sonei Lo Shom, because he didn't hate him.
It seems like he inherently
doesn't
deserve death.
Yeah, inherently doesn't deserve death. Because why? Because he was B'shogeg. He doesn't deserve death for B'shogeg. But that's not true. Because you see, if he doesn't go to Ari Miklat, or he leaves Ari Miklat, he deserves death. Even though he killed B'shogeg. So how do you just read into the pasuk to say that he's not deserving Misa because he didn't hate him? Right? I mean, it's not true. Depends on the circumstances. It's not to go. Right. The Qayrin holds if he's in Ar Miklat, he can't kill him. If he's in Ar Miklat, he can't kill him. If he decides not to go to Ar Miklat or leave Ar Miklat, he can kill him. Right? In Ar Miklat, not. The question is when he's running. While he's running to Ar Miklat, could the Golem kill him or can he not kill him? It's as simple as that. The guy is in transit to Ari Miklat. Could he kill him or could he not kill him? Right? Yeah, I mean, the pasuk, by the way, when he leaves, it's an open pasuk. It says, "Im yotze yotze o rotzeach esikvol Ari Miklat da oshein hashama." If the rotzeach leaves the Ari Miklat, "Umatze osa gol adam, ichot sikvol Ari Miklat da," and the goldam finds him, "V'ratzach goldam as rotzeach," and the goldam kills him, "Ein lo adam, ein lo adam." He doesn't have adam. He's not chayv misa. Keep your mikra the yeshiva, what's going on? Because he has to stay there until the Kohen Gadol dies. Right? So you see, it's only saying that if he leaves Ari Miklat, and he's, you know, then he's in Adam. Then if the Golem kills him, that's it. There's no revenge taken for that murder. The Golem's allowed to. That's Machlokas. Is it a mitzvah or is he just allowed to? Yeah, so Rashi says, "How are you, Kohorigas Hameis? Shein lo Adam." Like he's killing a dead man. He doesn't have any dam. The guy's already dead. Halachically he's dead, so you kill him. Yeah, okay, so one way to go here. Do you have something? Is this name right? So one way to go is similar to what Matt's saying here, but it's to say what gives him kapara? What's protects him, gives him mikvah protection? Is it the location? Like Yaakov, that's what you're saying originally. Is it the location of the Golem itself gives him protection? Space, it's like a base. So when he's there, he's not there, he's not there. Or do you say there's a mitzvah for the Gol Hadah, for the Rotzeach to run to Ari Miklat and to move to Ari Miklat? Right?
The killer?
Yeah, for the killer. I mean, not for the Gol Hadah, the Rotzeach. Yeah, for the Rotzeach. When you kill B'shogeg, the halacha is Hu Yonas Halachas or an Ari Melechai. So the Torah says you have to run, you Chayiv Golos. You have to get up and run to Ari Miklat and go there and move there. So it's a mitzvah on the Gol Hadah, on the murderer to get up and go to Golos. So you could say is that it's the involvement of the mitzvah is what gives you the protection. You're involved in the mitzvah of the Gol Hadah. So similar to Rishon Yaakov, it's like the idea. But it's not just the idea. There's an idea of doing a mitzvah, and you're osik in the mitzvah. So the moment you're running to the Ari Miklat, you're osik in the mitzvah. Like, for instance, osik mitzvah, patur mitzvah. You're involved in the mitzvah. So it's true, the culmination of the mitzvah is when you get there and you move in. But the mitzvah is to pick up your stuff, get out of your town or whatever it is, and start running. So as long as you're running, you're involved in the mitzvah. What do you want me to do? I'm not there yet, but I can't be there instantaneously. But the mitzvah of Hu Yonas Achzar Rechai is immediate. So the mitzvah itself is protects him. So if you're not in the Ari Miklat, or you're just sitting around doing nothing, so then he could kill you. But as long as you're on your way there, so it's a sign you're running there, and that's it. Lo Yishom Avas. Yeah, you're not Chayv Misa. Right? Okay. See, I'll tell you the problem. The problem which I think is about this Svara, although I think it's good, the problem is a little bit is that I don't like the fact that it's decent, but it's a problem is it doesn't, the pasuk doesn't sound good. Because it says, Lo in Mishma Mavas, Ki Lo Soni L'Mishol M'Shol Shom. Don't kill him, and he's not Chayav Misa because he didn't hate him. But this is not saying he's not Chayav Misa. I mean, he is Chayav Misa, just that he's already involved in the Miklat. The Miklat protected him. So you could just say, well, even if he's involved in Miklat, if he killed him on purpose, then it wouldn't help him. He's like intrinsically Chayav Misa. But here he's only like conditionally Chayav Misa, since he's involved in the Gala, so therefore he's in the midst of the Gala, so therefore he's off the hook. But, yeah. I have a different way of learning is like this. Different Svara is... How do you learn his state? What happens? Is it pshat that... What's he chayev? When you kill the shogeg, what do you chayev? Is it pshat that you chayev misa? You chayev misa for killing the shogeg. But there's a protection. You have a way to exempt yourself from the chayev, which is if you go to galus. Was really killing Meshogeg is Chayiv Mechayiv Yemisa. Right? Mechayiv Yemisa. You see, for instance, the guy could kill him. Right? The Rogal don't kill you. So you could say, really, killing Meshogeg is almost as bad as is like killing Meshogeg, killing on purpose. It's Chayiv Yemisa. The only thing is, that Chayiv, if you kill Meshogeg Yemisa, you have no way out. Here, your Chayiv Misa is, it's negotiable. You have a way to exempt yourself, which is if you go to Galus. So galus potters you. Galus exempts you from the chiv misa. Right?
It's difficult to say.
Okay, it's difficult to say. Okay, why? Person who's entrusted with doing it. I mean, you could say. I mean, maybe it's a little bit offensive. You say, listen, if you kill, killers are basically subject to death. Killers can't live in our society. If you kill you don't have a right to live in our society. You get killed. We're not going to protect you. We're not going to protect your life. You're an ein lo dam. If you kill, we're not protecting you. I don't care. Maybe it's choking. The only thing is that if you go to galus, so you have a way to reform yourself. But if you don't reform yourself, you're a killer. So are you as bad as a flagrant killer? No. But whatever. Balman is your killer, and a killer is ein lo dam. A killer doesn't deserve to live. Right? The killer is a killer. Well, the only thing is you have a right, you have a way out. You have a way to reform yourself. But until you do that way out, so you chayv misa. In which case, I don't care if you're running there. I don't care if you're running there. Bottom line is you chayv misa until you have your ticket out of your p'tor. The p'tor is the galus. Until you're in the galus, then you're potter. Right? But if you decide, I don't want to go to Ari Miklat. I just want to sit around, so I'm chayv misa. I killed. Why? How is the goal that I'm allowed to kill him? Right? How is he allowed to kill him? Apparently because you killed Meshogeg. What did you do wrong? Apparently I killed Meshogeg. So apparently killing Meshogeg gives you a Chiv Misa. Chiv Misa means is that your life is basically unprotected. You're subject to being killed. Okay, I don't know if necessarily means it's not Chiv Bezdin, but it's going to through the Goldam, or you lose your right to live. Let's just say that. That means you kill, you lose your right to live. And your only right to live is Ari Miklat. So if you're an Ari Miklat, good. If you're not, then you're not. So you're running there? Okay, I hope you get there before the Goldam gets you. Okay, that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, no. If you kill Bishogeg, what do you chayev? You're not chayev misa. You chayev galus. Chayev galus. But let's say a guy just says, nah, I'm not interested. So you don't have a right to say that. In other words, you can't just say, like, it's a mitzvah, say, I'm not going to listen to the mitzvah, say. But it's like, the force of galus is that if you deny galus, then you're a dead man. It's almost like the gol adam, or the Torah's din of the gol adam and the halacha ben adam, is insofar as it's not negotiable. We force you to go to galus. How do we force you? By your life. It means if you don't go to galus, then you're going to get killed. In other words, you're chayiv to go to galus, but it's a very hard thing. A guy is going to just go to galus, he doesn't want to go to galus. What are we going to do? Force him to say that? We're going to force him to malchus. We could tie him down and whip him. Right? We could force him. But what are we going to do? Force a guy to be in galus all the time? How are you going to do that? So the thing is that the way you force him is that if you don't, insofar as you're denying galus, then you're going to get killed. We force you by making it like your only protection is in galus. And if it's like, if you're a murderer of a shogeg and you deny galus, then you're denying it with your life. Okay, you don't have it's like the denial, the status of being a rotzeach b'shogeg who denies galus, that's what brings you down. That's what's mechayev yemisa. It's not the crime itself, it's not mechayev yemisa. Lo yemesh b'mavas ki lo sonei lo mitmal shel sham. You're not really chayev galus, you didn't hate him, you're not a murderer, you're a shogeg. So you really, as a gavra, you're not chayev misa. Yeah, if you leave the gvolirim leklato, the guy could kill you. Because then you're denying the gather din of the dengalas. So a rotzeach b'shogeg who denies the dengalas and just says, I'm a rotzeach b'shogeg, I want to live amongst society. That kind of a gala, now that guy is chayav misa. The rotzeach b'shkaga who forces himself on society is the subject of misa. But a rotzeach b'shkaga stam, the crime itself, is not mechayav misa. So let's say you did the crime and you're running. So then you're not denying the gala. Then you're not denying Ari Miklat. See what I'm saying? It's the denial of the Ari Miklat which is mechayav gala. So you're a rotzeach b'shoge who's saying, I'm living in society, I don't care. I'm leaving Ari Miklat, I had enough. I want to go home. I want to sit there, I'm not going, I'm not listening. But insofar as you're running to Ari Miklat, so how you'd recognize the running? Because the running is pshat, he's not denying the Ari Miklat. It's more of like a negative. I'm saying the running isn't like a positive status as much as the running means he's not denying the thing. And the Mechayev of Misa, that's what it says, Ki lo sonehu, lo in mishma maves, ki lo sonehu lo in mishma. He's not really in mishma maves. Why? Because he didn't do a crime of death. So the only way you'd be able to kill him on the road is if you say his crime is really a crime of Misa. So he's chayav Misa. So now the guy can run after him and kill him until he gets Ayar Miklat, because Ayar Miklat is what protects him. But if you say Lo Mishma Mavis is going on the Gola Dam, it's saying is Lo Mishma Mavis Kilos Nomes Lo Shosham, means the crime is not a mechayav of Misa. So therefore you have no right to kill him. He didn't do a deathly crime. If he denies it, that's not because of his crime, that's because he's denying it. But this guy's not denying it, he's on the run. So is it pshat that the crime is the mechayev of Misa and the galus is the mechaper, is the poter? Or do you say, no, the crime is not mechayev of Misa, it's the mechayev of galus. But the galus, the denial of galus, is that which is mechayev of Misa. The Roseach B'Shago forces himself on society and denies Misa, denies galus. That's the mechayev of Misa. But the nafkmin is going to be is if he's running. If he's running, he did the crime. He said the crime is mechayev of Misa, that's it, he's mechayev of Misa until he gets his poter. But if you say it's the denial which is the Mechayev Misa, then you can't say he's a denier because he's not a denier. He's on the way, he's running, he's doing the mitzvah. Right. So I'm saying in this svara, I'm saying is there's no halachic thing of like involvement in the galus. I mean, galus is involved in the galus when he's in galus. So he's doing, I say running, I would say in this way of learning, is like a hechsher mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah of galus. The mitzvah of galus is to live in galus. So the Patur is the fact that he's doing galus, and if he's not in galus, he's not in galus. I mean, I think it's a chiddush. So the first thought is a chiddush that the running itself is part of galus. I mean, the running, the simplest way to learn is the running is hechsher. It's a hechsher of the mitzvah. So that's like, maybe he's noticing a mitzvah upon the mitzvah, but it's not really galus. I mean, he's just running down Main Street of normal city. So you're saying, because in his head, that's what he's trying to do, and that's what he's, you know, but it's not. Like, halachically, where's the mitzvah galus? Because that's what he's doing. And so I'd say it's like, it's the chiddush of the first svara is that's defined as considered like he's the mitzvah, and he's osik in the mitzvah, and that's a mechaper. But I think the simpler way to learn is if you want to say that galus is chayiv misan, you need a mechaper, you need a poter. So you say the poter is galus, galus is the poter. The fact that in his head he's running is, I'm saying within the svara, I'm saying that's not recognized. The running isn't halachically recognized. That's not what knows. If you have a chiyev, if you're saying if you have a chiyev misa, then you have to do something to exempt you. So the exemption, it's not, you're chayev misa. So now what are you doing? You got to do something to get yourself out of it. So not doing something doesn't get you out of it. What gets you out of it is doing something. So it's the galus, which is the mecha, is the p'tor. You have to do something. You're chayev misa now, and then you have a way to pot to yourself. You have to exempt yourself. So you can't just say not doing something isn't exempting me. You have to do something. What am I doing halachically? So luckily, there's nothing until you go to galus. So the galus is the mechaper. I have to live in the Ari Miklat. The Ari Miklat is the mechaper. Then you can learn it's the living there, or it's the place is the miklat. It's a miklat. It protects me. Going there protects me. You can whatever chakiras you want to say. But that's the simplest way to learn, is that that's what protects me. There's a mechayev misa, now he could kill me, and that's why I have to run. I have to run because otherwise the guy's going to kill me. Because he could kill me. Right? He could kill me. Because I'm dead. I'm a dead man. At this point, I'm a dead man. And the gullus is what gives me the freedom. So that's why am I running there? Because that's where I'm safe. That's the shelter. So that's what's protecting me. Right? So that's what exempts me. If that's what protects me and that's what removes my chli of me, so then I have to be there. I'm going there. I have good intentions. But then I'll have to meet the chumim there trying to dissuade the other guy from killing me. But bottom line is if until I get there, I don't have the mechaber. But if you learn that, really, no, you're not chayav misa, you really just chayav galas. So as long as you're doing galas, fine, so run to galas. So what's the guy trying to kill me for? I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Now it's me, the Chum, try to talk him down. The only way I'm going to chayv misa is if I try to escape. If I try to deny Ari Miklat, I say, listen, I can't do it. I don't care about Ari Miklat anymore. Well, that you can't do. Then you chayv misa. If you want to basically live in society, even though you've got a problem, then you chayv misa. We can't tolerate that kind of a guy. That guy can't live in our society. He's dangerous. He's dangerous to society. But as long as you're on the run, so fine, you're on the run. You're not chayv misa then. Okay. So again, two different stars. You can take your pick. Yeah, I mean, next one is the next thing is the Tamei the Chum thing. It's quoting that from our Mishnah. So you look at our Mishnah. It's Machlok, it's Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim. Whether you have Tamei the Chumim do it or whether he does it himself. As you send Tamei the Chum. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah explains a tiny bit. So you can look there. But it's on our Mishnah. It's the Gemara here is based on our Mishnah on Yud Amud. Tessima base. Yeah. Man the Chacham. And you see how it fits in Targumara. I mean, we're just going to basically be going straight.